Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. If you and I walked into a courtroom today, what would we see? Probably the most noticeable thing we would see is the big, important seat of the judge. Do you know what a judge is? He's a person who knows the laws and decides what's right according to the law. All kinds of people with all kinds of problems come before the judge to tell their story. The judge listens, he tries to get all the facts, and then makes a decision based on the laws. Did you know there's a book of the Bible named Judges? That's because at one time, the country of Israel was ruled by judges. Some of those judges were very godly people who helped Israel stay close to God by keeping his laws. But then when the judges died, the people of Israel would forget God and begin to worship idols. It seemed they never learned that when they forgot God, God always allowed their enemies to come in and kill and destroy their country. In our lesson today from Judges chapter 4, the people of Israel had turned to idol worship again. This time, God allowed the very cruel King Jabin and his general Sisera to invade their land. For 20 long years, Sisera led his army with their 900 iron chariots into the land of Israel to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Can you imagine how poor and oppressed Israel must have been after 20 years of this? They finally cried out to the true and living God to help them. Do you think they deserve God's help after worshiping idols for 20 years? No, they didn't. But God, in his great love and mercy, heard their cry and was waiting to save them from their enemy. That's because God is love. He loved the people of Israel even though they had sinned. Do you think God has changed after all those years? In Malachi 3:6, God says, "I am the Lord, I change not." Just as God loved the people of Israel, God loves you. As your creator, he takes great delight in you, and he wants to help you. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, you're like the people of Israel. Your sins have separated you from God, and year after year you're living without him. From birth, we begin to do, think, and say those wrong things that displease God, like thinking hateful thoughts about people or lying to get our way. Until we cry out to God to save us, we will remain in that sinful condition, separated from God. But God's waiting. He's waiting to hear you call to him. In fact, he has already provided your help. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth," or showed, "his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christ Jesus, the perfect Son of God, was willing to come down from his throne in heaven to suffer, bleed, and die in your place, taking your punishment for sin. After 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead, and now he's back in heaven. Because of what Jesus did for you, you can cry out to God to save you from your sin, and he will. God loves you so much, and he's waiting for you to cry out to him. Even though the people of Israel did not deserve God's help, God loved them and was waiting to hear their cry for help. When he heard their cry, God spoke to their judge. Their judge was a godly woman named Deborah, and everybody in Israel loved and respected Deborah. When they had disagreements or problems that needed to be settled, they went to Mount Ephraim to a special palm tree. Deborah would sit under the shade of that palm tree and judge the people there. The people of Israel could depend on Deborah to judge them according to God's laws. What a godly example she was. Boys and girls, if you've already believed on the Lord Jesus, God wants you to be a godly example. When you do what's right according to God's laws, you will become that wise and godly example. Let's say our memory verse to remember the ways we need to be a godly example. Paul said to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12, "Be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." That means you should be a godly example in your words, in what you do, and even in the inward attitude in which you do it. Do you say unkind words to your family or others? Do you use the name of God in a wrong way? Even saying gosh or darn or heck are ways of swearing, because they're slurred ways of saying God or damn or hell. Are you a good example in the things you do? Are your actions showing love or selfishness? Do you run to help others and let them have their way? Are you one of those people who insist on having your own things, your own way, and only help others when it's easy to do? Now answer these questions honestly in your heart. Ask God to help you be a godly example, even though you're young. For years, Deborah was known in Israel as a faithful and godly woman, a great example. Everyone knew God had given her unusual wisdom. One day, Deborah called for a man named Barak to come from the north part of Israel down to her southern part. She had a special message from the Lord. "The Lord God of Israel has commanded, saying, 'Barak, go to Mount Tabor and take with you 10,000 men from the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun. I will bring General Sisera with his chariots and his army and deliver him into your hands,' says the Lord." After 20 long years of being defeated over and over again by General Sisera, God is now promising victory? Do you think Barak rushed off to gather his army of 10,000 men? The Bible does not say why, but Barak hesitated. He said to Deborah, "If you will go with me, I will go. But if you will not go with me, then I will not go." Barak knew one thing for sure. God was with Deborah. Deborah answered, "I will surely go with you, Barak, but the journey you're taking is not for your own honor, for the Lord will give Sisera into the hand of a woman." Boys and girls, do you think that woman is Deborah? Well, listen, you may be surprised. Barak gathered his army of 10,000, and they went up to Mount Tabor. Sure enough, down below, by the Kishon River, General Sisera was gathering his huge army with their 900 iron chariots. Everywhere you look down below are soldiers and chariots. Boys and girls, it doesn't look like a fair battle. It doesn't look like Israel could possibly win. But the mighty power of God was there, even though it was invisible to the human eye. And Deborah knew God was there, even though she couldn't see him. She spoke bold, encouraging words to Barak. "Up, Barak! For this is the day in which the Lord has delivered General Sisera into your hand. Hasn't the Lord already gone out before you?" She knew it, even though she couldn't see it. What a great example of faith and purity Deborah was. If you're a child of God, He wants you to be that kind of example of faith and purity to other believers. Remember our Bible verse today from 1 Timothy 4:12? And remember our four power words we've been learning through the previous lessons? Remember that first power word was think. Am I being a godly example by what I'm doing? And then say your Bible verse. The Bible verse today is 1 Timothy 4:12. And then pray is your third power word. Pray for God to give you power to do what's right, so you're an example that others can follow. Do you remember the fourth power word? That's right, obey, by doing what's right. Do you see other believers who are being tempted to do wrong? Encourage them by not only doing the right thing, but tell them a Bible verse that will help them. I recently heard about a father whose young son reminded him of the Bible verse to keep the Lord's Day holy. That father was so encouraged to do the right thing just because of what his young son said. Even though you're young boys and girls, you can be a good example by encouraging others to do the right thing. Deborah was encouraging Barak to go on down and fight as the Lord had commanded. Barak and his army charged down that mountain, cheered on by Deborah's words of faith. And God had gone before them, just as Deborah said. In fact, God sent a thunderstorm that turned the ground under Sisera's chariots into sticky mud. What do you think happened to those iron chariot wheels then? Because the chariot wheels got stuck, Sisera's soldiers had to jump out of the chariots and run for their life. But they didn't run fast enough. God was helping Barak's soldiers to defeat this mighty army. Even Sisera jumped from his chariot and ran. He ran to what he thought would be a safe hiding place. After all, he knew that this man Heber was at peace with King Jabin, so surely Heber's wife Jael would hide him in her tent. Oh, sure enough, Jael welcomed the very frightened, very tired General Sisera into her tent. She gave him milk to drink, and she covered him and hid him. Sisera was so tired from running that he quickly fell sound asleep, and he never woke up. The Bible tells us that Jael took a tent peg and hammered it through Sisera's head, killing him. When Barak came by, Jael stopped him. "Come, and I will show you the man you're looking for." Do you remember what God had spoken through Deborah, boys and girls? Remember her words? God will give General Sisera into the hand of a woman. Through God's power, Barak and his army defeated King Jabin's army that day. Israel grew stronger and stronger until finally King Jabin was completely destroyed. When the battle was over, Deborah and Barak led the people of Israel in songs of praise to God. They had cried out to God, and he had given them a great victory. Judges 5:31 ends by saying, "And the land had rest 40 years. If Deborah had not been a godly example, do you think God could have used her to be such a great help to her people? No, because they probably would not have respected her enough to believe and follow her counsel. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, will you this week be a godly example? Be watchful in your words, actions, your love, your attitudes, as well as in your faith and your pure life. Remembering your four power words will help. Can you say them with me? Think, say, pray, obey. Think, am I being a good example in what I'm saying and doing right now? Say, 1 Timothy 4:12. Pray, asking God to show you and help you do what's right. Obey, then do the right thing. When you're doing right, you're being a godly example. If you've never believed in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you cannot be a good example of someone you know nothing about. But Jesus wants you to know Him, for He's the only one who can save you from sin's dreadful punishment. There's time for you to go to How to Be a Child of God right now and get to know Jesus. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.